That are watching online and turning to Matthew chapter number one in our Bibles. Matthew chapter number one, as we have a short series during this holiday season, and just want to look at a few truths these next several weeks. Season to celebrate, season of hope. That's the message tonight, and because we are, as Christians, a people of hope. Amen. You kids that are here tonight, you got a big day coming up this month on the 25th. You're probably hoping for some gifts, aren't you? Right? You're hoping for some things, and it's just a big day when you're a child. It's a big day for you, Nehemiah. Like, what are you hoping for? Like a doll or something like that? No, not a doll. No. Okay, something else, huh? All right. I was. Fellow that I buy my firewood from, I had to stop at his house the other day, and his little boy came to the door, and he's 9 years old, and a nice little guy. And anyhow, the fellow bought my last load of wood, and we were unloading it from the truck, and we were just talking about kids and grandkids, and he was telling me about his little boy. He's 9 years old, and he wants clothes for Christmas. I thought, that's really, how many 9-year-old kids want clothes for Christmas? Like, do you want? You want clothes? You don't want clothes for Christmas, do you? No, I didn't think so, but he wanted clothes. But that's a good thing, though, you know, clothes. Anyhow, there's a lot of hope with Christmas, and there ought to be. There ought to be hope because we're Christians. We're a people of hope. So let's read chapter 1 and verse 18 and down through verse 25. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 down through 25. The Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." Let's pray. Lord, we ask and pray your blessing on our Bible study this evening, that as we open your word, that you would speak to our hearts, that you'd take these truths and they would just sink in, and we think about them, we make application to our lives. We are people of hope, Lord, because you are the God of all hope, and we're so thankful for that. Most of all, we're thankful that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save us from our sin, to give us eternal life, a home in heaven. We ask all this now in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I want to make sure everybody's got their handout for tonight. Anybody need a handout? I should have asked before we got started. There are handouts. So you guys all have handouts there? You need a handout? There's some extras there. Maybe Aaron will pass those out for me. Thank you. Appreciate that. Or the handouts are in the prayer list in the each of the pews. But as we get started, this Christmas season, this Christmas day will be like probably no other Christmas day that we've ever experienced in our lives because of COVID and everything that's going on around us. It's just different. And this year, again, perhaps like no other year that any of us have been alive, reminds us that we live in a very imperfect world. Wouldn't you say? A sinful world. And things can seem to be going well for 1 minute, even during this whole pandemic. When it seemed like perhaps as summer went on, at the end of summer, things were getting back to a little bit of normalcy, now all of a sudden we're getting back to where we were when this whole thing started. I noticed the banks have put their different protocols in place now. You can't go into a bank unless you have an appointment. We were going to go out to dinner on Friday night. We had a gift given to us, one of the local restaurants. We called, and you can't eat in the restaurant any longer. You can only get takeout. So all of this is happening all around us. I was reading several of our missionary letters today. And the missionaries, different countries, different places, they had opened things up, and now things are being curtailed again. And a lot of them no longer can have church services, even like what we're doing right here tonight. So it's a crazy time. It's a crazy year, and things are in flux constantly. But things can seem to be going well, and then the next moment things kind of break down. And even to a point of uncertainty and to a point of confusion. So there's a great example here in the Scriptures, and it has to do with the season that we're in of Joseph. An illustration of how in the most uncertain of times, our faith and our faithfulness should turn to hope. To hope. Everything with Joseph and Mary probably seemed to be going according to plan. In verse number 18, look at it again, it says this, "Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." So we understand the espousal period in these days in which we're reading about. We in some ways, we would liken it to our engagement period, but in other ways, it was a little bit different because legally, during an espousal, they were married. But they had yet to come together to consummate the marriage physically. And so you can understand the dilemma that arises here when all of this takes place. But the Bible says they came together and they were, and Mary is found with child of the Holy Ghost. So everything as far as Joseph is concerned, and I'm sure Mary, seemed to be going in the right direction. But all of a sudden now, she's with child. She's with child. Everything's upside down. Everything is like, maybe in Joseph's mind, until he kind of figures this whole thing out and it's explained to him and to Mary, it's like, what's happening here? What's happening? And that can happen in our lives sometimes. Amen? I mean, things just get flipped upside down all of a sudden. What's going on? What's happening? But you and I, as I've already said, we're a people of hope. Now, the hope in the Bible is a little bit different hope than the most of the world thinks about with regards to hope. You and I, as believers, when we think and we talk about the word hope in the Bible, in 1 Thessalonians, for instance, Paul writes to the church of Thessalonica, and they're going through a difficult time. Everything's been turned upside down for them. But he says to them, we are not a people without hope. We are not as others that have no hope. He says. The hope in the Scriptures is different in the sense that it's not a maybe. The hope in the Scriptures is a certainty. So for instance, when we tell people to put their hope in Jesus Christ as their Savior, it's not maybe He's going to save them. It's He's going to save them. Amen? And so that's the great hope that we have. One of the fellows was telling me about someone that they've been witnessing to that is very ill. And so he has shared the hope of Christ with them, the good news of the gospel. It's not something that maybe is going to happen. It's something that you place your trust in Jesus. It's a done deal. That's the type of hope that the Bible talks about. That's the type of hope that you and I have as believers. So notice on your hand on our first point to our Bible study tonight, it's really the pronouncement of hope. The pronouncement of hope here. They came together and she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And involved in this hope and what's going to take place in Mary's life and in the life of Joseph, first we think of them as a couple. This is a couple that's a pure couple. Not only are they pure in the sense that Mary is a virgin, and the Scriptures, this is an important point that we should never forget. And I don't think that you do, but throughout the Scriptures, we're reminded of the virginity of Mary. Amen? Because the fact of the matter is, if Mary is not a virgin, then the child who was born in her is not born of the Holy Ghost, then Jesus Christ cannot be the Savior of the world. The virgin birth of Christ, and in some of the modern versions of the Bible, they've taken the word virgin out and they put the words young woman in. There's a big difference, amen, between a young woman having a child who has not had a relationship with a man and a virgin having a child. For the reality is that Jesus dying on the cross, he would have just been another martyr that died for a religious cause, but he couldn't have died for the sins of the world. In fact, just take your Bible real quick and go over to the Gospel of Luke, won't you? Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. The Bible says, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, and of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." So just wanted to show you just another example there in the Gospel of Luke, the reference to Mary being a virgin. The virgin birth is not something that's negotiable with regards to Christianity. That's a done deal. Amen? And so go back to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 1. So this is a pure couple, but they're not just pure in the sense of morally speaking. They're pure in the sense spiritually speaking. And I don't mean that they were perfect spiritually, because obviously that's not true. They were sinners, both Mary and Joseph. But in the sense that they were godly people. They were people who loved the things of God. You notice on your handout, I put for you Matthew chapter number 7, verse 25. The Bible says, "And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Well, the reference for that is building your life on the Word of God. Amen? A wise man builds his house upon a rock, and a foolish man builds his house upon a sand, on the sand. Well, Mary and Joseph were a couple that could put faith in the hope and the promises of God because they were a couple that built their lives on the Word of God. And whether you're a couple or whether you're an individual or whether you're a teenager or a young adult or whoever you are, build your life on the Word of God. Build your relationships on the Word of God. Build all that you do on the Word of God. The purity in the life of Joseph and Mary, this purity is built upon the truths of God's Word, but observing God's Word as well. And I think we'll all agree on this, won't we, that purity speaking, whether we're talking about moral purity, whether we're talking about spiritual purity, it doesn't change from generation to generation. Because it's built upon God's Word. And God's Word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's why it's so important to build your life upon God's Word. So this is a pure couple. This is a couple that love the things of God. And they've been blessed. And they're a blessed couple. That God has blessed Mary with with what will be the birth of the Son of God. The Holy Ghost comes upon her. The great miracle of the virgin birth. And so, as we know, of course, Mary is to be the mother of Jesus, but he would have no earthly father. Joseph would be his earthly father in the sense of what we might think of as a stepfather or someone raising him. But you have to think of this too, and I've always there's not a lot that the Bible says about Joseph. And I've preached an entire message on Joseph before, but because we often focus on Mary and on who Mary is and was, and we rightly should focus on that, but Joseph had to be a very godly man for God to direct him to come together and to marry Mary and to raise the Christ child. A very godly man. And we'll see some things as we get into this study a little bit about Joseph and who he was. The couple was blessed. Galatians 4, 4 and 5 on our handout. "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman." It's another reference to the virgin birth. made under the law to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So this is a pronouncement of hope to this couple, a pure couple, a blessed couple. But then we're also reminded of this. Pure couples and blessed couples face adversity in their lives. It doesn't mean everything's going to be smooth sailing. As you live for the Lord, I mean, the book of Job is a great example of that. Job was a man who lived for God, for the things of God. And yet adversity came in Job's life. But now look at verses 19 and verse 20 in our handout. Verse 19 and verse 20. You want to read verse 19 out loud for me, Adam? But Joseph, being a just man, there's just one indication of who Joseph was, a just man. The word just there, if you study that word out a little bit, it means to be a righteous man, to have a righteousness about you. But then it goes on and it says in verse, I'm going to say more about that in a minute, but look at verse 20. Cal, would you mind reading that verse out loud for me?
But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is the Holy Ghost.
So the pondering of Joseph, here's the unexpected that comes into Joseph's life. And he pondered, he had to ponder about these things because he's a just man. He's a man that cares about the things of God. He's got to think about these things. And that's what godly men and godly women do when things unexpected come into their lives. They start to think about things. They think about relationships and they think about opportunities. They think about what's going on in their lives. And Proverbs chapter number 23 and verse 26 says, here's some instruction from Solomon. My son, give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. Joseph's in a quandary. He could let, I think Pastor Ethan was talking about this on Sunday. We were talking about trusting our emotions and what sometimes people do emotionally, or we can trust what the Word of God says, because that's what our hope is built on. The Word of God. What does the Word of God say? We build it on the solid rock. So he pondered. He pondered these things spiritually. He pondered these things patiently. He observed the things of God. What would the Lord have me to do? That's the question we all have to ask ourselves about everything in life. And so while he's thinking about these things, and first he knows this, under the law, he literally could have had Mary put to death. He could have had her stoned. But he didn't want to do that. So we learn some other things about Joseph. He's a very caring and compassionate person and a thoughtful person. So, not wanting to make her a public example, he wanted to just put this and be done with this quietly. And so, but while he's thinking on this and pondering these things, the Lord gives him an answer. And that's how God works in our lives. When things are, when we're in a quandary and things are kind of like, it's, they seem maybe they're out of control. By the way, they're never out of control with God. Amen? They may be out of control, it seems, with us, but God has an answer. God's going to give us an answer if we'll wait upon on Him. He thinks on these things. And the angel of the Lord appears unto him in a dream and says, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not, take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. Have you ever been in a situation where you just didn't know what to do? And at first, if you let your emotions run wild, there's anxiety that can take place, and but the Lord just wants us to take a step back. Just take a step back. Just think, what is God trying to teach me with regards to all of this? And what does God's Word say? And maybe I just need to take some time and pray. Just pray it through. And how to approach it, how to deal with it. And that's the life of Joseph. That's what Joseph did here. He pondered patiently. And thinking maybe perhaps, what's the instruction of God's Word? And in Isaiah 40, again, we looked at this on Sunday, Isaiah chapter 40 in the adult Sunday school class, but we looked at, that's the wrong address. It's Isaiah chapter 40, but it's the last verse of Isaiah, not the first verse. But Isaiah chapter 40 says, but they that wait upon the Lord, let's read it out loud together. It's a great verse. Amen? Let's read this one out loud. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Well, that's a great verse. And there's a lot of truth. There's a lot of hope in that verse. Amen? And but it was because Joseph pondered. It would do all of us good sometimes to just ponder things through. Just think about things. And to be a thinking people. Whatever the situation in life is. But then there's always the provision that God has. Verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, the son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Well, God had a plan. Now, this is the first... Listen, Joseph has to be a trusting man, wouldn't you say? Amen? So, I mean, you might say, well, wait a minute, Pastor, an angel came and spoke to him. Well, that's true. But still, this has got to be pretty mind-boggling for all this to take place. I mean, this just doesn't happen every day. And God had a plan. And God's got a plan for you. God's got a plan for me. God's got a plan for all of us. And the plan, in this instance, it was miraculous. The miraculous birth of the Son of God. Jesus would be born. God would come into this world. And this was God's plan. 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh. In other words, God became a man. That's an amazing truth, that God became a man. Justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. God always has a plan. Amen? He's always got a plan for you and me. But sometimes we just need to sit back and ponder, what is it that God is trying to teach us and show us, and then wait for the plan of God to unfold or for God to give us the answer. And of course, this is the greatest plan of all time, that God would send forth His Son, Jesus Christ, to save His people from their sin. And that's why Jesus came. So maybe tonight to someone maybe watching during the live stream, and you need to understand this evening, that the reason that we celebrate the birth of Christ is because Jesus came into this world to save you from your sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all born into this world as sinners. And if you're watching from home tonight and you've never received Christ as your Savior, you need to understand that's why Jesus came. He came because when He died on the cross, He shed His blood on the cross. He was dying there for you and dying there for me. All of my sin and all of your sin was placed upon Him. And He was buried, and 3 days later He rose from the dead. We celebrate the cradle and His birth in the manger, but it led to the cross some 33 years later. That's why He came. He came. The plan was miraculous. The plan is still miraculous. You know, people, sometimes you talk with people about the Lord and the things of God, and people are looking for miracles. And the greatest miracle of all is that a sinner is saved and born again into the family of God. That is the greatest miracle that the world has ever seen. That God, yeah, one of my favorite writers is the old commentator, Harry Ironside. And Harry Ironside was challenged to a debate with atheists. And Ironside said, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll bring 100 drunks that were converted to Christ and are no longer drunks. You as an atheist, you bring 100 atheists that were converted through atheism and are no longer drunks. Well, how many people do you think came to the debate that were atheists that were converted from drunks to sober? Zero. Zero. It's a miracle what happens in people's lives. Some of you just think about your own life. You were involved in some religious system. You were involved in some false hope, or you had no hope, and then you received Christ as your Savior, and now you have a hope. You have a hope. That's the plan. It's a miraculous plan. And the promise is personal. So we finish up. Look on your hand now, John 1:10. The Bible says of Jesus that He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them, to you, to me, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. In the Scriptures, behold, verse 22, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, there it is again, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Well, 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born into this world and God was with us. But once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, God is with you every minute of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every year while you live on this earth. And then He's with you for all of eternity as well. Amen? God is with us. And then if I could just kind of take it, and I know this isn't really the gist of this verse, but if God is with us, then who can be against us? Amen? If He is with us, who can be against us? Now, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. So that's the hope that we have. Mary and Joseph were given this hope. Mary's with child. This child is of the Holy Ghost. This child is going to be the Savior of the world. Verse 24, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, took unto him his wife, knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and they called his name Jesus. Jesus. Praise the Lord for Jesus. Amen? But it was all laid out in the Scriptures. In Romans chapter 15, as I finish up, the Bible says this, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. The hope that we have, it's all laid out for us in the Word of God. Just take the Word of God, the blessings of God's Word. Put your trust in the promises of God's Word and in the plan of God for your life and in the plan of God for mankind and in the plan of God for your children or your grandchildren, the plan of God for all of those around you. Put your trust in the plan that God has for us. It's found here in the Word of God. Trust in His Word each and every day and live out your lives. That's what Mary and Joseph had to do when the news came. Wow! Everything's turned upside down. But God takes that which we think is crooked and God will always straighten it out. Amen? That's our Bible study for this evening. Let's have a word of prayer and then you can go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Father, thank You for the opportunity that You give us to gather, to open up the Scriptures, the lessons that You teach us, that which we can learn from the lives of Joseph and Mary. And thank You for Joseph, Lord, the godliness of that man, and being a just man, his sensitivity that He gives us as an example to the Scriptures, that which He teaches us and that we can learn from. Help us to be like Joseph as well, to ponder Your truths, to think about them, to meditate on the Word of God, and to learn from it and grow by it. And I pray, Lord, if anyone's watching tonight, this live stream, or maybe there's someone even here tonight that has never put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, that they'll understand that they're sinners and they need to admit that to You, and that they'll believe, they'll put their faith and trust in the fact that Jesus came to die and to pay for our sins on the cross, and that if we'll call upon His name, He'll save us. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray, Holy Spirit, that You'd work in the hearts and minds of someone that might be watching tonight, and they'd be gloriously saved. Become a child of God, born into the family of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.